Well, good morning to everyone. In Acts chapter 15, verses 39 through 40, we read the following, quote, "They, Paul and Barnabas, had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left." Brethren, life is filled with disagreements, even disagreements between Christians, brothers and sisters. There are many times that we may disagree over small things, such as what restaurant to choose or what TV show to watch. Now, those are the type of disagreements that we are able to quickly get over and move on. At least we should be able to do that. But then there are the big disagreements in life, and we all know what the big ones are. Those are the disagreements when we simply cannot get beyond the situation and come to a consensus. Brethren, how we respond in those type moments matters tremendously. Now, here in our passage, we see that Paul and Barnabas had a disagreement over who to take on the missionary journeys. It was a personnel matter. The original word here translated disagreement means a sharp altercation or dispute. Paul and Barnabas were obviously both passionate about this. They both had their reasons. They both felt that they were right. Both seemed justified in their own mind about their decision, and they were not going to budge. It seems they weren't able to move on from their disagreement, no matter how hard they tried. Now, there are two things that are important to notice here. First, they went their separate ways. They chose not to stay in disagreement, therefore, they each decided to go their separate way. Secondly, they didn't go on their way criticizing or attacking the other person. In other words, they agreed to disagree with mutual respect. Brethren, it is impossible to go through life without disagreements. There are going to be many small disagreements in life, but occasionally you and I both will face one of the big ones. It is in those moments our actions will speak volumes for our Christian witness. Friends, we should learn from the example set here in Acts 15. Sometimes it is perfectly okay to agree to disagree with fellow Christians. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we must strive to be different from how the world responds to disagreements. Amen.